Last week, the Opioid and Other Substance Use Disorders Study Committee met and approved five bills for consideration during the next legislative session, which begins in early January. State Senator Brittany Pedersen, a Democrat from Jefferson County and chair of that committee, joined us. She began by telling us about the five pieces of legislation that committee advanced.
These are really complicated issues. Every single policy is a huge proposal. So this one continues to build off of the work that we've already done for the last 2 years. This includes continuing the 7-day prescription limit. We also are continuing our education work on going out to providers, to people who are prescribing in our communities, to talk to them about best practices, when to prescribe opioids, when not to, what do you do when you notice that somebody has a problem. Last year, we passed the mandatory education for doctors, so around addiction issues. And we are providing funding to go out into rural communities where they have a difficult time actually having access to some of the classes. So that's part of the prevention work that we're doing. We've also addressed making sure that people have access to medication coverage and alternatives to opioids. So if you go in for pain, you actually can go to see a physical therapist, that you can actually get prescriptions that aren't addictive. We also are addressing barriers to access to medication-assisted treatment, and this is in a couple of the different bills, and really making sure that people who are struggling with addiction have access to these essential medications that can help them transition to a much more stable situation. So we've always kind of worked on these things in terms of the different buckets. So the other piece that we looked at was, again, how are we going to reduce barriers to treatment? It is critical that we change the face of what treatment looks like and how we see the people who are suffering with a substance use disorder. It's a disease. It is treatable. We know what to do. We know what works. We just have to care enough to prioritize it. And that's what we are working towards. So once we move out of the opioid epidemic, my hope is not only to see those overdose rates significantly drop and the people who are suffering drop, but that we have a system in place that treats people with the dignity and respect that they deserve and actually get the care that they need with the disease that they have.
So it sounds like with the five pieces of legislation that are going to be, you know, offered up for consideration during the next session, kind of cover five areas like harm reduction, treatment, recovery from substance use disorders, treatment in the criminal justice system. Can you tell me just which do you see as being the most impactful to Coloradans?
That's really hard to say because none of it is successful without each piece of it. So if we're not addressing that continuum of care, we're really setting people up for failure. And unfortunately, putting people at risk, a high risk of overdosing and dying. People that get treatment and get like a Band-Aid approach and are, you know, maybe they get 3 weeks, maybe they get a month, and they're, you know, sent right back out and they're homeless, they unfortunately are highly unlikely to succeed. So in order to ensure that we're actually utilizing our taxpayer dollars well and setting people up for success, we need to meet them where they are and provide that continuum of care. So it's depends on each individual. My mom, I was addicted to opioids for 30 years. So her treatment was much different than somebody who hasn't had as long of a problem. But I can tell you that if we're not actually providing, you know, recovery services, you know, family support groups, individual counseling, sometimes it's a sober living facility so that they can actually start rebuilding their life, then you're setting people up for failure.
Now, some might argue that we shouldn't spend taxpayer money on treating an abuse or addiction problem that some say is a choice. How would you respond to that argument?
I understand that perception. I had that as a kid as well when my mom was struggling. I thought it was a moral failing. I didn't recognize that it was a disease. So it's taken me 30 years of experience, life experience on this, and then working on these issues to really get to the place that I'm at. In order to have a shot, you have to actually get the right medical care. Your brain has to heal. And it's amazing what's possible. I mean, my mom addicted for 30 years, overdosed 3 times the last day that she was brought to the hospital. She finally got the care that she needed, and my mom's been sober for 2.5 years. She is living a fulfilling life. She has a job. If she would have gotten that care early on, and we would have had a completely different life. It is not a moral failing. This is a disease. And unfortunately, the number one cause of death now for people under 50, because the opioid epidemic has touched so many people across Colorado and across this nation.
State Senator Brittany Pederson is the chair of the Opioid and Other Substance Use Disorders Study Committee. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, and I really appreciate you trying to cover this very complicated issue.